Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, listen, folks, I got to tell you about my friends at ZLA Solutions. You hear their ads playing once in a while. I'm just going to jump in here and tell you real quickly. I know these folks personally. I know them very well. And they are literally one of the best at putting people back to work. They are doing amazing things across the state of Alabama, getting folks who need a job into a job. And if you are looking for a job, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. If you're an employer looking to fill out your workforce, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. I mean, they're doing an amazing thing in terms of putting jobs and people together. And I'd like to say at ZLA Solutions, at ZLA, we don't make it, we make it better. ZLA Solutions, check them out at ZLAUSA.com. Hey, Copper, I'm getting an update from Hamid. Interesting thing. He just texted me just now. He said that in a specific location, there were buses that pulled up tonight in Kabul to pick up people who had received their phone calls, and a few of his family members had gotten their phone calls, and so they are on those buses, and that's a big deal. Listen, the things that are happening in Afghanistan, too, let me just say this. You know, we talked to, I keep wanting to call him Coach Tuberville, Senator Tuberville, a moment ago, and he said that the whole thing is a debacle. I mean, he agrees. I mean, everybody knows it is a debacle, but he was speaking to it as a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. And if the Senate Armed Services Committee, and granted, he's of a different political persuasion than the Biden administration, obviously, but if a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee is saying debacle, then take it into account, it's probably a debacle. And so I'm just telling you right now, it is something to watch, and we're seeing the debacle begin to unfold as the military itself is struggling with this mission. And so Charlene just sent me something a moment ago that's pretty disturbing, and I went and found the article. The article says that there's a Marine officer, Lieutenant Colonel, and I mean, it names him. He's got his own video out there. He just went ahead. And by the way, I do get it. There's a chain of command. There's a level of decorum. You don't go out and publicly shame your chain of command. So he knew what he was doing when he did it. In other words, he took the risk. He also was at 17 years of service, this 05, Marine Lieutenant Colonel. And I don't have his name right in front of me. Let me see if I can find that on that article again. Yeah, Marine officer who questioned generals over Afghanistan is relieved of duty. Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller of the U.S. Marine Corps revealed Friday afternoon that he has been relieved of duty for posting a video in which he criticized military leaders for failing to take responsibility for the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. He's a 17-year Marine Corps officer, and the article points out that means he also knew the risk he was taking by speaking out. I'm not encouraging this because I don't want you to sacrifice your career, but understand this. I heard it said one time, and I believe it to be true, that the orders that are given to you in the military, unless they are immoral, illegal, or unethical, they are to be followed. Being unpopular is not one of the criteria. But we are seeing some things happening right now where there's got to be some measure of responsibility. And you've got one man who just said, that's wrong, and you know it's wrong. And he's been relieved of duty. At 17 years means he was just short of what we call sanctuary on his retirement. So he probably just sacrificed his retirement, too. He said he won't be doing interviews until he gets out of the Corps, and then he may have some things to say. Well, God bless him. Semper Fi, sir. And I hope we don't see more of those resignations. I hope we see resignations from the top. All right, folks, we're up against that hard break. I know we got one caller on the line. You can ask her to hold on, Copper. We'll be right back.
This is News.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We're winding down another week. It has been an amazing time. The downloads on our podcast, by the way, you know, like every day, segments of the show are posted to the website, rightsideradio.org, and you can go there. Like, say, if you missed my monologue, or you missed Copper's Corner, or you missed Adventures in Woke World, or any other segment we have, the next day, they're all downloaded onto the website in segments. You can download them as podcasts at that point. We had just an exponential growth this week alone. We're pushing like 3,100 downloads now. And I just want to thank you for making this show what it is, and for giving me the honor of having this platform, and being with you every afternoon from 2 to 5. Hey, I'm going to open up the phone lines right now, 866-494-9866, 866-494-9866. What are you thinking? Just call in. We've had plenty to talk about this week. We've been on Afghanistan quite a bit. We just talked about the hurricane a moment ago. We had Senator Tuberville on the phone. We talked about the southern border. We've talked about COVID. Tell me what your thoughts are going into the end of the week here. By the way, 866-494-9866. I see line 5's got Dennis from Hartzell. Let's go ahead and take Dennis. Hey, Dennis, Phil Williams, how are you?
Hey, doing fine. Like I said, love the show. Love the show.
Hey, thank you.
We talk about uninformed people getting their news off Facebook or social media or whatever. My wife works at a bank in Hartzell, and I could probably say the bank because they absolutely, these people don't listen to anything. No offense, but two of the ladies who works at her bank, only Tuesday of this week, the subject was brought up. They did not have a clue that anything was going on in Afghanistan. It was a total shock to both of them.
That's amazing.
Are you people crazy? And this is people who actually vote. One is about 35 years old, and one's about 52 years old.
Wow!
And
you know
that's
what?
The type of uninformed voters you have in this country.
That's amazing. And you know, and I have a hard time believing that, especially since we are a very military centric state. And you know, you're right down the road from Redstone Arsenal. I would bet that there's folks that live in Hartzell that are impacted by Redstone's economy. And
I'm not joking. My wife brought it up, and they're like, "What's going on in Afghanistan?" They just did not have a clue.
Well, hey, Dennis, hey, thanks for the call, man. And well, tell your wife to tell them to listen to Right Side Radio. We'll square them away.
man. Appreciate it, man. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Take care. Hey, let's keep the phone lines going. 866-494-9866. What are your thoughts? What are you seeing? What are you hearing on anything we've talked about today, which has been running the gamut, really? And line one, by the way, has got Connie from Huntsville. Hey, Connie, Phil Williams from Right Side Radio. How are you?
Fine. And I have a question to ask you. With us giving up Bagram and they're being in control over there, what happens if they decide to attack Israel? Where would we come from to help them?
Well, we have bases in Doha, Kuwait. We have, we have a carrier task force, I believe, in the Persian Gulf. So in that regard, we would have the ability to get there. Now, what we're missing, though, is the fact that those are pretty far removed from the Afghan situation. So if you see things escalating, Connie, in like Turkmenistan or Uzbekistan, just north of Afghanistan, or if you see something happen in northern Pakistan, or for that matter, the western edge of Iran, those are places we could easily reach from Bagram that we're now not going to have that capability. Not the least of which is keeping track of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda.
Well, I was just having concerns about that because whenever they have an election in Israel, they always send Carville and all the group from the Obama group that was in the background to do the election. And I just worry that I don't know that Israel will be able to make it if they do that.
Well, you know, that's a fair concern. I'll be honest with you. Israel has so far spanked everybody that has ever tried to suppress them in modern history, and I believe too that the outcry across the nations would be sufficient to bring them the aid that they need. Now, the interesting piece of this, though, is you have to watch out for a potential nuclear Iran. And right now, the Biden administration is really intent upon moving back towards that that nuclear deal with Iran. And we don't need that to happen whatsoever. Hey, Connie, thanks for the call. Appreciate you being in the audience and calling in today. All right, folks, keeping the phone lines open, 866-494-9866, 9866. What's on your mind? Hey, we got somebody already calling in again. Let me go ahead and Copper, when you're ready, let's go ahead and get Marie on line 3. Hey, Marie, Phil Williams from Right Side Radio. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Well, thank you for calling in today. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just, you know, going with the person that just called you, and it's like, if no one watches Newsmax or Fox, I've talked to 3 people today who have no idea what's going on along our border and actually looked me in the face and said, what's going on in Afghanistan?
Yeah, that's disconcerting, isn't it? I mean, for the love of God, if even on social media, you can find out what's happening. If you'll troll something, if you'll surf through something besides some Instagram influencer telling you about the latest bikini wear, I mean, just, it doesn't take much to find the news if they're willing to look. And isn't that right, Marie?
Well, the thing is, this is not my country, and I'm absolutely vomiting blood over what's going on here. You know, I'm not an American. I can't be an American until my mother passes away because of the way my country is set up. I'm from an Islamic country. I know what this shit's about. Excuse my French. I shouldn't have said that on radio, should I? Oops, sorry.
No,
you know, and I'm almost in tears about it. And I'm thinking, are people in this country so spoiled that what goes on, they're just going to assume that the world is going to trundle along and they'll all be fine?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Marie. There are some that definitely are. There are clueless people everywhere in the world. And the interesting piece is we are seeing, in my opinion, a groundswell of people that care deeply about what's happening and the trends that we're seeing both socially and politically right now, not just in America, but in other reaches of the world. I mean, Europe right now is also in having its own versions of chaos, not the least of which is you know, related to pandemic shutdowns, and Australia is almost a totalitarian state right now. Things I never would have thought would happen in my lifetime. But I do believe that people are beginning to see, and when it begins to impact them personally, that's when they start caring more. And Marie, I hope you do become a U.S. citizen, because we need more people that that care deeply. Marie from Huntsville, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, folks, we're going to keep the phone lines open, 866-494-9866, 866-494-9866. What are your thoughts? What's on your mind? What are you hearing about things that are happening in the news that we've been talking about? And you know, the perspectives you bring to the show, let's see if they match up. The phones are buzzing right now. We might not get to all of them before the next break, but we'll try to get to them before the end of the show. Hey, Copper, let me go to line 4, if you can get to that one real quick. Line 4, Rich from Florence, while we still have time. Hey, Rich, Phil Williams from Right Side Radio. How are you? Rich from Florence, you there? I can hear Rich breathing, but I can't hear Rich. Copper, we still have Rich on line 4?
Hello.
Hey, Rich. Phil Williams from Right Side Radio. How are you doing?
Doing well. Are you able to hear me now?
I can hear you now. Yes, sir.
All right. I just was putting some dots together here, and I want to talk to you about the Chi-Com component. It just seems interesting how China and the Taliban kind of buddied up. Just about the time we leave all our high-tech equipment over in Afghanistan and bug out, there's something like, you know, 70 or 80,000 vehicles, 45 Hueys, 9 million rounds of 50 caliber. The Chinese can get hold of this now and reverse engineer it. And, you know, it's almost just like this was deliberate. And the other question I've got is there any truth to, I know the Australian truckers are fixing to just cause a lot of trouble with clogging up roads on Tuesday, I think. And there's been some rumblings that in America there may be some sympathetic truckers doing that here. I didn't know if you heard about that or had any information on that.
Hey, Rich, thanks. So I've not heard anything about truckers here staging any protests to, you know, be in some type of alliance with those in Australia. Now, I will say this, folks, if you haven't watched the news in Australia, it's amazing. I mean, we're talking about totalitarian shutdowns. They're literally, the government is telling you you're not allowed to talk to your neighbors. You're not allowed to go outside your house. I mean, what in God's name do they expect these people to do? And that is a state state-run issue that is not just coming in from one localities. That's the national government saying this. But Rich, to your point about China,
yeah,
so let me label that a little bit. So China, they did begin to buddy up. China was one of the first to say that it intended to recognize the what they're now calling the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. Before anybody even saw them walking in the doors in Kabul, China was already talking that way. I don't have much concern that the things that we left behind are the kind of things that China can reverse engineer, because they already know how to make ammo. They know how to make helicopters. Those kind of things don't concern me. We didn't leave behind any true OPSEC that I'm aware of. Now, we left behind plenty of things that are bad news in general. But what I am concerned about is China is one of the chief sources of microchips, and they require rare earth materials. And it is apparent now that Afghanistan has had a huge discovery of potential rare earth materials that, if they can mine them, will make Afghanistan prosper, but would also make China prosper. And it's right there on China's western border. Hey, Rich, thanks for the call. We have to keep track of that because China does have influence in that part of the world. Hey, listen, folks, I'm gonna take one more call here. I'll keep the phone lines open for after the next break, 866-494-9866. But right now, I will go to Keith in Athens on line 5. Hey, Keith, Phil Williams from Rightside. How you doing?
Doing all right, Bill. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, sir. What's on your mind?
I want to preface this by saying that, you know, I'm a constitutional conservative and first and foremost. But I do have a question slash comment about the judge ruling on DeSantis about the mask mandate being shot down. As conservatives, do we not also need to be careful about overasserting too much power going in the opposite direction in regards to not allowing schools or businesses to have their own kind of mask mandates? I'm not for any kind of mask mandate whatsoever, but can that not go in the opposite direction as well of having an overreach of power in that way as well?
It can, and it's a great point. So you may have heard, if you listened to the show any in the last few weeks, I brought out the fact that Birmingham Southern College is a private institution, but they've decided to start charging students more if they don't reveal their vaccination status. In other words, your education is going to cost you more unless you show us your papers, is what it boils down to. Now, they're a private college. So, you know, the discussions I've been having with some of my conservative brethren, even right there on staff at the Alabama Policy Institute, where I also do a lot of work, we've discussed, okay, how do we balance this? And I think, first of all, you have to say the Constitution comes first. And if you see someone stepping on liberty, doesn't matter whether they're public or private, they're not allowed to do it by constitutional grounds. And then you have to look at what does the law of the state say. And if the law of the state says don't do it, then it's also, we're a nation of laws. You have to take that into account. Now, what you had in DeSantis' case was an executive order, and that was not upholdable. Had the state legislature done it, it would have been a different story. But you're right. You got to watch this. You got to watch that we don't become just the opposite of that which we fear, going in the completely opposite direction, and begin to be that government that says, hey, everything goes, you can't do a thing, and at that point, we've actually infringed upon, it's like reverse discrimination, we've infringed in the opposite direction, and there is that fine line. Hey, Keith, thanks for the call. Listen, man, we're going to go to a short break. We got great callers on the show, I tell you what. If you want to call in for the last few minutes of the show, the last few minutes of the week, 866-494-9866, we'll take one or two calls right after this break. But I'm telling you, folks, it's been a full week, but it's obvious that even though a couple of those callers pointed out how some people don't have a clue what's going on around them in the news, they're too busy in their own bubble, that you do. I've got the best audience. I've got a bunch of Rightside ruffians. We're not talking about people who go out there and actually rough people up. We're just talking about people who will point things out and speak to it and stand up in the meeting or run for office or support the conservative candidate. That's what a Rightside ruffian is. Hey, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, the waning moments of the week right here on Right Side Radio. Phil Williams, proud to be your host Monday through Friday, 2 to 5 p.m. here on WVNN. And like I said before, if you ever find yourself driving outside of the otherwise broad range of WVNN's AM and FM capability, just know that you can go to rightsideradio.org and click Listen Live, and you will be listening to us wherever you is. Hey, folks, I left the phone lines open, 866-494-9866, and I've got a caller on the line right now, Charlie from Huntsville. Hey, Charlie, Phil Williams from Rightside. How you doing?
Doing fine. And first off, thank you for your service.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate that very much.
My question was, how do liberals rationalize requiring ID cards to prove that you had a vaccination when they do not require a voter or do not want to vote? Require voter ID to vote.
Wow. Charlie, bingo, you nailed that one. Hey, I'll go one step further, Charlie. I read that up in New York City, Mayor de Blasio was requiring not just the vaccination card, but the photo ID to go with it to prove that it was your vaccination card. But yet he's one of those, yeah, who believes that voter ID is not a necessary thing. Charlie, there's no way to justify that, man. I mean, what do you think? I don't see any justification. Do you?
I just don't know how their head didn't explode.
Hypocrisy
makes no sense.
Hypocrisy knows no limits
with
some of these people.
Almost everything you say, Phil.
What's that? I'm sorry.
Order everything.
Well, I appreciate that, Charlie. Hey, thanks for being in the audience, man. And you have a great weekend. Thanks for calling in. Listen, folks, it has been some more kind of a week. I'm just telling you. You know, and I'll touch base again real quickly and just say, God bless those in Afghanistan. God bless our folks who are over there in harm's way. Lord God, that you would bless them in every capacity, that you would protect them, watch over them, give them all that they need. And I pray for leadership to emerge in the midst of this. Right now, I'm very aware, by the way, that it's not just our service members are over there. I know some guys right now who are operators that are doing some things in a private capacity right now. And literally just saw on a text a moment ago, aside from the guys that I know and others that I'm sure are on the ground, Charlene just sent me a shot. Jake Tapper is reporting that one of his private citizens, who's a contact of his, is saying the Taliban is trying to stop people from getting in and even turning away U.S. passport holders at this point. That's who we're supposedly coordinating with. Folks, it's a mess over there right now. You pray for our troops. You pray for these folks that are in harm's way. And we even have right now still a group of California school kids. School kids, what were they doing taking a trip to Afghanistan for their summer vacation? Makes no sense to me. But I saw a report that maybe we can unpack again on Monday that said that Congressman Daryl Issa's office has been able to get most of them out, but some are still there. How that happens, I have no idea. But the reality is, listen, it's concerning when you hear that people aren't watching the news and being aware of what's going on. All right, folks, also watch the weather, all right? This Hurricane Ida coming to the coast. Pray for your coast, all right? Talk to your friends on the coast and make sure they're good. And then earlier in the day, I gave you the hotline number. If you're a veteran struggling with this situation and watching it from afar, just remember you can go to like things like Veterans Crisis Line, 800-273-8255. Call in and talk to somebody. You call in and talk to somebody. Don't sit there by yourself. You've got Foxhole buddies that'll still take care of you. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Coming up next is the great one, Mark Levin. You're going to want to hear it. And I'll be back on Monday with Copper, and we'll be going solid conservative and just plain right. Blessings on your weekend.